The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
What is the right length of time for a commute? What's too long? Paula on Twitter says, depends on where you live, what industry you work in. Personally, I think up to an hour is fine. I've never had less than an hour. 16 years of it, says that listener. Alan says, an hour and 40 from Dublin to Newry every day. Another listener, Anthony, says, an hour is enough. Well, we're joined by Christopher Pay from jobs.ie. You have done a survey and you've looked at workers in the greater Dublin region. And what are you finding?
Well, I suppose in simple terms, we're finding that the commute for basically one in four workers is now over an hour. Of those, 83% of them, so most of them, are leaving between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. in the morning. So we can see what's contributing to the long commute is the fact that everyone is hitting the roads at the same time.
Okay, so the congestion is caused by so many people travelling at the same time. How much of it is also caused by people being unable to afford to live and rent close to their place of work and having to go further away and then make up with a commute?
Yeah, and it does seem that we're reminding ourselves of the past here, that, you know, 10 years ago the commuter town started being built up and it's happening again. One thing is very constant in our economy, and that's supply and demand. We all know that, and as demand goes up for housing, and people are having to move outside of the urban areas again, and unfortunately our road network doesn't allow for it. So it does mean that people are having to commute longer distances just to get to their place of business.
Not just a Dublin phenomenon. Jerry McGonigal says, I do Carrick and Shannon to Galway, 1 hour 45 minutes each way each day, which is an awful lot.
Yeah.
Is it putting people off taking jobs, do you think, the length of the commute?
100%. I have to say, if I was a job seeker, I would definitely take into account the commute. I know I have a family member who commutes from Wicklow to Dublin Airport, basically out near Swords, and you know, on a bad day that's 2 hours. You know, our main thoroughfare, the M50, is a car park. You know, between 7 and 9, it's a no go. Unless you really have to. So unfortunately, our road network isn't built that people can look at just the job. They have to take other factors into account.
Let's bring in Gordon Jones, who's a support engineer at Innovate. Good evening to you, Gordon.
Hi, Matt.
Now, okay. You've had this issue yourself and you changed your work because of it. Tell us about it.
I did, yeah. I used to work, I live in Gorey in North Wexford, and I used to work in Cherrywood on the edge of Dublin. And I used to drive up every morning with a couple of my former colleagues and then drive back, obviously, every evening. And on occasion, like on a good day, you'd be talking about an hour each way. And then on a bad day, like our record bad day was about 3.5 hours. Like, so lots of contributory factors to that. There were a few accidents and that kind of thing. Just couldn't get moving, really. So I did that for quite a few years.
How did it make you feel? What was the impact it would have had on you?
It was disastrous on my mental health, to put it mildly. I have a young family. I wasn't spending much time with the family. I was I didn't go to a doctor, to be honest, but I'm fairly sure I was getting depressed at the time. You know, it was very frustrating. You know, people probably listening thinking, well, an hour, that's not too bad. But actually, an hour each way, staring at someone's brake lights, you have to keep concentrating all the way through. You can't take your eyes off the road for, you know, any time at all. You're frazzled by the time you get home. Like, so you're in no mood to play with the kids or, you know, do the dinner or anything like that. Like, you just, you know, you're fed up with the day, to be honest, by the time you get back. And that's even though I was quite enjoying the work. I just couldn't handle the constant commute, to be honest. That was the thing that was killing me.
Was there a turning point for you which made you decide you had to change this way of life?
There was. I was very lucky. Innovate, who I work for these days, they have a Gorey office and one in Dublin as well. But the Gorey office is the kind of headquarters. And they were putting out roadside adverts around Gorey, where I live, to, you know, prompt people who were commuting like I was, you know, have you considered working more locally? The other things were a couple of years ago, I was driving up and around the Rathnew end of the M11, there was a nasty crash, and unfortunately a gentleman who was commuting much the same as I was, he was killed in the crash, and it struck home at that point. You know, I was taking quite a risk just being on the roads every day for that length of time. And then also about a few months after he had his crash, and unfortunately he passed away during the crash, I had a crash as well. Like, so I that was in the middle of winter. It's kind of hard to imagine at the moment because of all the good weather and everything, but at the time the weather was pretty bad, and I came around the corner. Well, it was kind of a sweeping bend on the M11, and there was a car that had already crashed, and it was just stopped in the middle of the two lanes, and I unfortunately went straight through the back corner of it, and did an awful lot of damage to the cars, but thankfully I was okay, like physically, and the lady who was driving, who'd already crashed just ahead of me, she was okay as well, thankfully. But mentally, we were all a bit shook up. And we, you know, at that point, I really sort of thought, well, I'm going to have another look at the.
And then now that you're working in Gorey, how long is your daily commute?
Well, it's great these days. I can walk to work these days. So, you know, I'm in a very lucky situation here in Innovate. So, if I'm walking, it takes me about 20 minutes. If I'm cycling in, on good days, I'll cycle in usually, and that's about 6 minutes.
Lucky you. So, okay, we've lots of messages coming in from listeners. Wayne Jacobs says, was travelling Wexford to Dublin for 1.5 years, 85-minute and 120-minute journeys, respectfully. It's grand when you're working towards something or knowing that you're aiming to get closer to home, but nothing beats a 20-minute spin to and from work, enough time to prep or unwind. Another listener, I travel from Clonus to Dublin every day, 2 hours each way. I was on 28 euro per hour, and when it took out the 20 hours travel, it meant I was really only on 19 euro an hour, and then tax after that. That's from Richard in Monaghan. I want to bring another guest. Leslie Shoemaker is a counselling psychologist, and she's a lecturer in DIT. Hello to you, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Leslie, what impact does this have on people's mental well-being?
It has a major impact on people's well-being because, and I think our last guest spoke about it so adequately and so aptly, you have no time to unwind. You're missing out on the milestones of your kids, you know, whether it be a young family or an older family. And the difficulty is you have no time to unwind. You have no time to take the time out to process your day, kick your feet up, watch the X Factor, whatever it is that you want to do. But more importantly, connect with the people that you really want to spend the time with. Because as human beings, we don't do well when we don't have those connections with our family and our friends.
You're seeing it, I believe, though, as well with your students at present, because with the cost of accommodation in cities and towns around Ireland so expensive, many are trying to come to and from work every day or to and from college. What's that doing to them?
It's really impacting the class dynamic in ways I never even imagined. Normally a class mine says it's like being in prison for a couple of years. You may as well get along together. And normally halfway through the year, a class has a bit of a groove, you know, and they like each other and they'll be going out and having nights out and they will have group projects and they're able to find that time, carve that time out, sit down, work on the group projects together. Those kinds of things are going because it could be up to half a class of students who are commuting an hour. I've even had students tell me 2 hours each way, which also has an impact on their marks. And they don't get to know their classmates that very that well, which obviously has an impact then on group projects and networking for later after college. And I think that's a really important thing that we need, you know, that needs to be marked as well. And unfortunately, you know, it's been in the press quite a bit. The accommodation that they're creating for the students, I don't care how beautiful it is, the costs are prohibitive. And I don't know how parents are going to keep up with this. So I don't see situation changing for a lot of students, unfortunately, in terms of having to keep doing that long commute.
Christopher Pay, I want to go back to you from jobs.ie because a listener here says, an hour commute is a twee attitude. In the UK, folk go from train to South Coast to London daily. I live in Ferns and commute to Sandyford. Takes an hour. It's appalling driving that makes the M50 a car park, not volume. Is this a thing that internationally it is considered more acceptable than it is in Ireland to have lengthy commutes?
Maybe so, and I suppose I'm not an expert in that. But what I would say is it's the distance and that length as well. So, you know, if you're travelling from Dundrum exit 13 and you're only going as far as the Red Cow, it's probably less than 8 or 9 kilometres, and you're talking you could be in the car for an hour. We don't actually have a public transport system that will get you there in the same vein. So you actually can't compare us to major European cities. Like, if you think of London, they've one of the best transport systems in the world. So if our transport system was better, I don't think we'd have the same issue. What's very interesting with Gordon, he found a job closer to home. 1 in 2 people have said they're willing to leave Dublin if their commute is less. So, you know, Innovate is a great example. You know, they've got a technology hub there in Gorey, and they're, you know, as people are thinking of buying homes outside of Dublin again, this is what will attract them.
But this is coming up for an awful lot of the text messages from listeners saying, well, why is the policy to put all the jobs in Dublin? Now, it's not necessarily the state is putting the jobs in Dublin, but it could be they are supporting companies which decide to locate in Dublin, because people said they would be willing to drive for an hour in the country as long as they're not in stop-start traffic like you get in Dublin.
But I don't think, unfortunately, that's the case, that you'd get to drive for an hour in the country. That might be a Dublin idea. But if you think, if I live in Limerick or Cork, two of our major cities, I don't have a motorway connecting them. I get on the, I think it's the N20, and it will take me about 2 hours to get 100 kilometres. That's just not doable. So no wonder when companies do come to Ireland, and multinationals, and we're lucky that we've so many wanting to be here, they look at Dublin first, because it's the infrastructure, it's got the transport routes. But the problem with that is, as rent is going up, they now have to pay people more, and they're going to start thinking about, well, is Ireland the right place to be, because it's so much more expensive to pay staff here, and the staff may not even be able to find a place to live.
You mentioned Cork Limerick. Another listener says, I commute to West Waterford to Cork each day, 1.25 hours each way minimum, some days over 2 hours, should only be a 40 minute journey, affected my personal life too much, gave up my job, half my salary, 30 minute commute now, couldn't be happier, it was soul destroying. So there are people who are willing to give up work, get paid less amount of money, because they have a shorter commute
and less money going into the exchequer. So it's not a good thing, and it's not working in its current format. It's good that we're looking at it, and the government under 2040 plan. But in reality, we need to concentrate. We're too Dublin centric, and we need to concentrate on ensuring that it makes sense for businesses to set up a business outside of Dublin and even the 5 major cities.
Okay, a tweet here from Johnny Fallon, who I know works in Dublin but lives down the country. Whatever it takes to get to where you want to live, commuting gets a bad rap. A better commute than work in a job you don't like or live somewhere you don't like. I suppose you could add as well, can't afford. Thank you very much for joining us, Christopher Pay from jobs.ie, Leslie Shoemaker from DIT, and also Gordon Jones from Innovate.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.